Hey, welcome back, guys, to episode 4 of the Early Bird Podcast. Today, I am interviewing Tyler Williams. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Nice early morning, ready to record this podcast.
Yes, sir. Just like the name, the Early Bird, we're starting it early.
Exactly.
So, your IG, I mean, I love it. It's amazing. So, it looks like it's mostly Amazon, but, like, what is that your primary thing that you're doing, or like what are you working on right now?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I put some work into that. I like to hear that you like it. Right now I'm about 60% Amazon and 40% eBay. Focusing mostly on books for Amazon. I just started there. It's like kind of where most people start, I feel like, in Amazon is books. Right. Just kind of testing out, kind of getting a feel for how Amazon works, how sending packages in, like kind of getting the process down. So if I start doing other things in the future, like some retail arbitrage, and I do more bulk purchases, I'll be able to get the system and like the shipments out faster.
Right. Like you have that practice.
Yeah. Get the practice in and get as efficient as possible.
Okay. So with Amazon, do you send it to Amazon and then they send it to the people, or like how does the shipping work when someone buys something?
Yeah, so with Amazon, you could either do Amazon FBA or Amazon Merchant Fulfilled. And I personally like FBA. Basically, you just get the items from wherever. You prep them real quick, and then they'll want you to put a little Amazon sticker on it called an ASIN. Okay. So you just put the sticker on, put it in a box, weigh the box, measure it, and then you put a FBA label on it and a tracking label on it. Send it off to Amazon. They'll scan in all your products and your inventory, and it'll be live on Amazon's site. And then when someone from Amazon buys it, they just ship it out to the buyer. They charge a little hefty fee for it, but it's worth it to not have the inventory stored in your house and have to deal with shipping each individual item.
Right.
So you can with MF, the other part of Amazon is Merchant Fulfilled. Okay. Or it's essentially like eBay, where if someone orders something from you, you ship it out and kind of do it like the eBay way.
Oh, okay. So you don't, for the merchant one, you don't, you keep the inventory in your house or wherever?
Yeah, exactly. You would keep it in your house, however you store your inventory. And then when it sells, you pack it, put a label on it, and ship it out to the buyer.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're only 18 years old. When I think of that, I'm like, you know what, most 18-year-olds, they don't do this kind of resale stuff. So yeah. I just want to like backtrack, I guess, like what made you start in this resale business?
For me personally, I have always kind of been like an entrepreneur at heart, where I always wanted to start my own business in some sort.
Right.
And I was thinking this way since I was younger, a lot younger, like 12, 15-ish, that age. What was that?
Well, I said, were you like reselling stuff like when you were younger too?
No, I actually was just thinking about it. I didn't know where I wanted to start. Okay. And then one day, because I work at a movie theater.
Right.
And one day, I kept thinking, like, I want to start something. I want to start something. And then I saw these posters in our break room at the movie theater I worked at. And I was like, let me look these up on eBay and see if I could resell them. And they ended up being worth reselling. And that's kind of how I got my start. I just sold posters and movie memorabilia from my work. And I got all that stuff for free. And so it was 100% ROI all the time.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
That's crazy, because I didn't start that way, but I also did that. Like, I used to work at a movie theater, and when the new movies come out, they always give you like the posters if there's like extra, right?
Yeah.
And then I would just like search it online. Oh my god, that's crazy. Yeah. I did the same thing.
Yeah. For what was their biggest score? I know at our movie theater, I worked there when the new Avengers movie came out, before, and they had little coins.
Yeah.
Were so crazy.
Yeah, I think mine was a Star Wars? Because I remember I worked during the December, and that was like our busiest time.
Yeah, it gets insane.
Yeah.
Got so crazy at Star Wars December time. It was brutal.
Yeah.
I do not miss that at all. Cleaning up everyone's popcorn spills was brutal.
Yeah, the lines were crazy. And then you had to work past midnight too sometimes, right?
Well, I was still young, so I was only 16 at the time, so I wasn't able to. But people would stay there till 2:30. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, man. That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you worked at a movie theater. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. When you just started telling me that story, I was like, yo, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good experience, but it's something that I never want to do again, though.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I won't pick another piece of popcorn off the floor like that. I'm
scarred. I hated having my shirt smell like popcorn. It was just crazy.
100%. Yeah. You would clean the popcorn, like you'd have to scoop it in and you just get popcorn smell
coming
home, and it's just not a fun time. But I also think it's like a great first time job if you're just starting working.
Right.
Like a movie theater. And then you get the free posters and you can resell them. So think about that if you want to start into the reselling game.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple right now in my room. I have the Spider-Man, that one that came out in 2017.
The Homecoming one?
Yeah.
Dude, I have the same poster. I have the IMAX version. It's the huge one. I could have resold it, but I wanted to keep it. So
yeah, I wanted to keep it. It's cool.
Yeah. I also have Incredibles 2, the poster.
Oh, I wish I got
that. Would have been a nice resell, but yeah. I love that movie too much. I couldn't sell it.
Yeah, the wait time was too crazy for them from the first to the second.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And yeah, it was such a good movie though.
Yeah, it was. I thought I knew the baby was gonna be like the craziest one.
Yeah, that was such a funny movie. Right. I wonder what it's at resell wise right now. The problem with posters I noticed is people just do reprints a lot.
Yeah.
But people will pay more for the authentic movie poster.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What do you want to start getting into? Amazon?
Bit of Amazon, but I'm also like I'm interested in real estate right now.
Okay.
So that's something I'm trying to do in my days, and then like I try to do the resell, all that stuff, like early mornings towards the end of the night.
All right. Nice. I took a resale. I'm in real estate class right now for school.
Are you gonna license or something?
I don't really know. I'm probably just gonna focus on reselling and do as much as I can there.
Right.
And then maybe a little bit later on when I got a little more capital and stuff like that, maybe dabble in some real estate.
Right. What made you get interested in real estate?
You know, you kind of just hear people saying like, oh, go into real estate, that's where the money's at. And I just like, I'll look into it kind of thing. I don't know. It's not really a huge interest to me at the moment. I'm more focused on reselling.
Okay.
It's just a little thing. I don't know. I think it's just like a smart investment usually.
It is. Cause
real estate.
No matter like how rich or like how like crazy the society gets, we always need a house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a safe investment, but it takes a lot of capital. So I don't know. I'm just building.
So I have like a watch list of stuff that I want to, you know, just like wet my beacon in the future. Do you have any other goals that you want to do in the future in a couple of years maybe?
Yeah, so I really want to start and really want to build a business behind this whole thing.
Okay.
So my goal is to try and either like get a little space and have like another person with me. So right. We're like doing it together full time, sending out stuff, like sourcing different places so we can get more than one spot.
Right.
Because right now I can just source one spot at a time. So if I can get another person and source a different spot to try and increase a little bit of volume in sourcing wise. So I really want to get there in a couple years if I could. Maybe like get my own little space, because right now I'm in my garage of my parents' house.
Right.
So try and get there in that level. But yeah, that's my goal for now. I want to start focusing on more retail arbitrage side of Amazon than books.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start doing that a little bit more. So that should be a little fun thing to add. I'll still probably do books, but I think I just started with books. I'm liking it, but I kind of want to add a little more to it. So that's kind of what I've been thinking about there. And yeah, just a lot of Amazon, I think, is going to be the big key for this year and the years to come.
I mean, I agree with you. And the one, like, did you see the statistics from last year? It said, I think 49% of online purchases were from Amazon, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I did see that. That it was crazy. That's definitely a reason why I wanted to hop on Amazon.
Exactly. And also, like, they basically paid $0 in, what, taxes, right?
Amazon?
Yeah.
I think I heard something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the whole legal side to that stuff. But, yeah, they're definitely the place to be. People are shopping on Amazon. No questions about that.
For the listeners and myself who don't know that much about retail arbitrage, do you think you could just, like, explain, like, a little bit about it?
Yeah, so basically, I'm still very new to it, but I'll kind of give you the basic understanding of what I know. Okay. Retail arbitrage is basically where you go to retail stores like Walmart, Target, Ross, TJ Maxx, any kind of store like that, and you just start scanning away, and eventually you'll start finding some sort of items you can sell. You hit the clearance section of Walmart and Targets and Ross and all those places, and you could just scan away, and then once you see an item that sells at the certain price you want for a certain return, then you buy it and you just post it up on Amazon and see it sell. You use an app. I use a Scoutify right now. It comes with an Inventory Lab subscription, which I'm using as well to track my inventory. Inventory Labs is, it's like $49 a month, but it comes free with Scoutify. So I'm using that right now. I really like that. It's just simple and easy to use. And you could kind of just track everything really well through it. So you kind of just scan the barcode, see what the rank is, see how well it sells, what price it sells at, and see what you can get for it and see how fast you can sell it. And that's kind of how you do it. You can do a lot more bulk in that sense, because if you find an item that sells well at like one Ross, then you can drive over to another Ross and try and find it and keep doing more of a bulk purchase that way.
Right. That'll be a great profit.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's something I want to add. I think it's a lot of people are doing very well in it. So.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people actually doing very well.
Yeah.
So on the eBay side, do you also resell? Like, what's your, what do you do on the eBay side, basically?
So for eBay, before I started doing Amazon more, I was reselling anything that I really could, like clothes, shoes, anything that I could really find.
Right.
But now that I'm kind of focusing my attention towards Amazon, my eBay is more of like speed I'm going for.
Right.
So like I want the high ticket, not necessarily high ticket, but like high demand items. So people like video games are a good one. There's always a high demand for video games. Mm-hmm. The right ones, of course. Video games, like any sort of like new item usually sells pretty well. Phones do pretty well. I've found a couple of phones at garage sales and stuff.
Okay.
I found the Apple TV. That was a crazy find.
That's crazy.
And then what else? Anything that sells fast is usually what I'm going for. I'll take like $5 if it sells fast. Like if I can get the same day sales, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy. So do you go to a lot of yard sales? Because I see a lot on your IG.
Yeah, I definitely, because I'm in California, so I'm lucky enough to have year-round garage sales.
Right.
So I'm definitely at garage sales every weekend. Been doing that for quite a while now. It's lots of fun. Garage sales are huge because people just want to get rid of their stuff at cheap prices. And I'm willing to pay that and sell it on eBay or Amazon.
Right. That's a quick flip, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you at? Have you around garage sales or what's up?
No, I live in Maryland. So
okay. I'm on
the other side.
All right.
So I went to a couple, but it's not like a lot like California, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it coming up soon for you or?
Yeah, it's coming up right now.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Do you have the yard sale treasure map?
No. What's that?
Okay. Yeah. Definitely download. It's an app called Yard Sale Treasure Map.
Okay.
Basically, what it does is it just pulls all the ads from Craigslist onto a map, so you could see all where all the sales are in relation to where you are, and it's a great app. Definitely would pay the extra $5 to get the whole day or the whole week full of sales.
Okay.
And you could kind of, it's super great app. You just go through all the sales, it pins them where they are. And you just like read through the ad and see if it's a sale that would interest you.
Okay.
And you can either, I have like a little system where I'll go through on Thursday because garage sales are Saturday.
Right.
I'll go through like the initial sales I see on Thursday.
Okay.
And just kind of basically yes or no on which I want to go or which ones I don't want to go to. And I'll use the clear button. They have it's called hidden. So you can just hide the sale in general.
Right.
So I'll usually just go through and say no to all the ones I don't want to go to on Thursday and yes. And then on Friday, I'll actually like plan out the route. You could also pick which ones you want to go to first on the app. You can just click little star and it'll show you, I want to go to this one first, and then you start the next one, that one second, and you can plan a whole route on where you want to go. So before, you're already planning before you even hit Saturday morning, so you're not just like lost. So you can get out the door early, and you know exactly where you want to go, and you know you're only going to good sales.
That's amazing. It sounds like you're prepared before you even go.
Yeah, that's 100% the way you need to go, especially because you only have such a small window of time for garage sales, because people are not going to go late into the day in the garage sales because they just don't want to. It's a Saturday. Most people want to enjoy their Saturdays. Exactly. So you only have about from like 7 to 10 o'clock, I would say. Uh-huh. You could obviously find stuff before and after that, but like that's the sweet spot for garage sale times. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to maximize your 7 to 10 when you go out garage sailing.
You guys hear that? Early birds.
Yes. Definitely.
So you also resell Supremes?
Yeah, I've been doing that for like, I think I got in like halfway of last season.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the best at it. I don't know. I do a couple times. I was lucky enough to get a box logo crew neck last season.
Okay.
Which was awesome. I don't know how I ended up buying that, but I got lucky, I guess.
What was your profit? Did you make your money back?
Oh, 100%. The box logos, if you find any box logo for Supreme, those are the most demand item, I would say. I'm also not the best at selling Supreme. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about, but I know box logos, those do nuts. Yeah, that went up insane. It was, I think it was $198 retail, and it was selling for like $600.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the box logos are crazy. They just did a release with North Face.
Okay.
And they had parkas and like sweater things. I don't know what they're called. But those are going crazy. Those are like triple retail now, I think.
Wow.
So yeah, Supreme, if you can get the right items, it's definitely worth it, but it's hard unless if you have bots and all that stuff. Yeah. But that's like another part of reselling that I like dabble in a little bit, but I don't go insane on it. I'm not going to be buying bots or anything. But if people like are really focused on that, they have like really high quality bots and they are able to get multiple items super fast. And it's just, it's hard to compete.
Yeah. But it's definitely like, if you're good at it, it's something that you could make a lot of money in.
Yeah, for sure. You can make a lot of money in a lot of things in reselling. Right. It's just kind of what you prefer. Like there's so many aspects of reselling. That's why everyone can do whatever they want to do. And like, there's so many options. If you don't like one part of it, you can just try another thing and just see what works out for you and just kind of figure out your own way of doing it.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you want to try Supreme, or is not something you're into?
I mean, I'm interested because the profit is great, but I feel like it's a lot of complicated work. But I'll try to learn as much as I can and hopefully, you know,
get something. Yeah, it's hard knowing what to buy. I agree on that. I struggle with that. I've definitely bought some not so great things that I just have to sell at little to no profit.
That's crazy.
But, you know, you live and learn.
Right. So for when you said the logo box or something? Logo?
Yeah, the box logo. It's basically just like the classic Supreme logo.
On a box?
Box. I said box, sorry. So it's like basically just a box. It's not like an actual box, but like a square. I don't know. Oh. It just says Supreme. It's like basic logo.
Like on a shirt? I've seen those.
The red and white.
Right.
It just literally just says Supreme on the shirt. Yeah, those are like the box logos. People really like those.
Bro, talk about personal brand.
Yeah, they go crazy on there. They're selling bricks at like, I don't even know what it's at now, but they were selling bricks. Oh. It just said Supreme on it, and it was a brick. People were going nuts about it, like, and they're very, very smart. They know what they did.
A brick?
Yeah, they sold bricks, and they've sold crowbars, they've sold ladders. Like, people will buy anything with Supreme. They just sold the director's chair, actually really cool. But I wish I got that. But
yeah, that one actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah, that one actually looks useful. But like, they sell the most random things.
Yeah. Like, the brick is crazy. Yeah,
they sold bandages. Did you see that on my IG?
No, what?
Yeah, they sold Supreme bandages. I'm selling pretty well. I got them at 9, and I'm selling them consistently at 19. So some profit there, but yeah, they sold bandages.
So what do people do? They just like not use it?
It's just like a little accessory because people will have like Wall of Supreme stuff and they'll just have certain accessories from throughout the years. And people have like been joking that they just put them on their face to make it look like a, I don't know, it's like a trend or something. Yeah. People might, I don't know. It was just a joke, I think. But people are like putting them on their faces and just being completely supremed out from head to toe. So it's definitely an interesting culture, and you could definitely take advantage of it because people will pay a lot of money for that stuff.
Yeah,
if you can get the right items.
Right. So let's hop on. Just one quick, like, ironic question for you. Since you do books a lot, are you a reader?
Not at all, man. I don't think I've ever even finished a book cover to cover. Right. I'm not a reader at all, but I'll sell books all day long. It's funny you say that because when you're at thrift stores and stuff, when you start scanning, you'll notice it's a lot of older ladies that work at thrift stores, at least around me, and that's typically like the reading demographic, I would say, for people. I don't know. They just like enjoy reading at that age, I guess.
Right.
But you'll get so many people be like, oh my God, we have a reader here, and like, I'm buying like 20 books.
Right.
And like they think I'm gonna read all the books, like, and then I'm back 2 weeks later buying 20 more. Like, I don't know, I'm not reading them, but like you'll get so many people. Like, I got a lady yesterday at the garage sales. She was like kind of giving me a hard time for scanning, but I just kind of push it off and just be as vague as possible. But people will definitely give you those jokes.
Yeah. Especially if you keep coming back. They're like, wow, this guy's a reader.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, you got a lot of reading to do. And I was like, not really, but thanks. Like, I don't know what to say to it. I just kind of give them like a little, like awkward, because I don't want to explain.
Right.
It's not that I don't want to like explain, but I don't really want to spend the time to tell them what I'm doing because I got to go to the next store, you know? But I have no problem telling them what I'm doing. It's just a lot easier to just say, oh, yeah, I'm reading them for sure.
Yeah, and they'll just probably say, oh, my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. People sometimes get a little aggressive about that, or in the sense that they don't want you to resell their stuff.
Right.
I know a couple of libraries, I haven't personally dealt with it, but they won't let you scan their books at all, like at the bookstores and the library. They'll completely ban you if you, they're not like, they won't kick you out of it. They'd be like, you can't scan our books. Like, we don't want you scanning our books.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm giving you all this money. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. It helps you out. It helps me out. I don't see it as a problem, but some stores are like, we don't want you scanning our books. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go to the next store.
Right.
I haven't personally dealt with that, but I've heard stories about that.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But on your current situation, you're 18 right now. So what's your like school? Are you still in high school, college? What's your situation? Yeah.
I'm a first year at a community college, local community college.
Okay.
I do school as little as possible, if I'm being honest. I go as little as I can to still get the good enough grades to make my parents happy.
Right. So are you planning on staying for like 2 years and then like transferring to a 4 year? Like
No, I want to get done with school as quick as I can. I'll probably just do the 2 years and get my AA and be happy with that and make a full-time reselling business hopefully at that point.
Yeah, that's what I recently just dropped out after doing my first year last year. I'm in my second year.
Okay.
So parents didn't take it lightly, but you know, you just gotta sit down with them and kind of explain it. Like, I told them I'm not against education, I'm just trying to do something else right now, and then if it doesn't work out, I'll go back in a couple years.
Yeah, I probably should. I don't know. My parents are a little more strict about it. I don't know. It's like, it's not the biggest deal for me. I go the minimal amount. Like, I'll probably spend like 4 hours a week, 6 hours a week on school. So
that's not
really much at all. Right. So it just makes my parents happy. And it's just the easiest way because they've helped me out so much. I feel like the least I can do is do that for them.
Exactly. You also like live under their roof.
Yeah, exactly. Their rules. I don't want to move out and pay the rent and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I'll go to school. It's not that troublesome for me.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And you can hang out with friends and meet some nice people.
So yeah, that's exactly, that's true. That's the one thing that I feel like most people our age take not what is it called, advantage of, or it's
Yeah,
like,
you take advantage of that, meeting people.
right.
Definitely.
So that's interesting. So kind of same story as me, except mines were just a little bit more not nicer, but I guess more understanding, because I told, like, the problem is, like, my parents, I don't know if it's like your parents, they think education is college, while I think education is just like learning anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's I didn't really think about it that way, but that's definitely true. Yeah, my parents are definitely understanding of, like, if I sat down to with them and like really had that heart to heart, I'm sure it would be fine and I could probably drop out, but I don't really want to put them through that and put me through
Right.
that. I don't know. It's just really not worth the trouble to do that. I'm not having that hard of a time. Maybe if things start going really well and
Right.
I start getting too busy with reselling, then I'll sit them down and I'm sure they'll understand when I get
Definitely.
to a point, but I'm not there yet, so I can't really sit down and say like, hey, I'm making enough, like I'm doing well, like I don't need this kind of thing. But I'm not quite there yet, so
Yeah.
we'll see
I
what
mean, are you
happens.
like the only child, or do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister. She went the traditional 4-year college route.
Right.
Yeah, so they see that. I mean, she was actually struggling to find a job for a little bit, which was a little surprising.
Okay.
Coming straight out of college, she just graduated this year. She did a good job though. So, but that just shows you, like, even if you get the traditional 4-year, like you're still gonna have trouble finding a job somewhere.
Bro, that's crazy.
So,
That's the one thing
it's
that always like was in my mind. It's like,
yeah.
let's say I do 4.0, like the highest. There's no guarantee I'm gonna get a job.
No, my sister was honor student. Like, she did well in school. She focused a lot, spent a lot of time on it, and it wasn't probably like the biggest struggle for her. I don't know. I kind of stay a little disconnected. I don't really know all the information because I'm busy reselling stuff. Like, I don't know. It's like they talk about it more with themselves than with me. But from my understanding, she was like having a little bit of t like because she wanted to get out of where she was.
Right.
But then she wasn't able to get a job anywhere else. So then she just had to get a job locally, and by her college was the only place that they were hiring for her major. So I
Right.
don't know. She's good now. She got the job locked down, which is nice. But it took a while still. And after she got the 4 years, good GPA, good student, volunteer work, all that stuff, like she was the traditional good student, and she
Right.
was still wasn't able to get a job out of ease because the whole college system to me is kind of messed up.
It's
But
outdated.
yeah, definitely outdated. And I it's funny because my parents see that and they know that,
Right.
but then like at the same time they're like, we think it's smart for you to go to school. And I'm like, I just don't really want to get into the whole argument, and I don't think it's worth it.
Right. It's like a safety net, though. That's what they think it is.
Yeah, I agree. It is kind of a safety net just to have that.
Right.
But who needs safety? Go all in.
Exactly. Here at our age, this is the time.
Exactly. Yeah, especially I'm such a young age, like I can always go back. Like
Exactly. That's what we
that's the thing
talked
that
about.
really is pushing me with I'm sure you follow Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always just like he's like, just go for it. Like you don't know what's gonna happen if you don't. And you
Right.
can always go back. Like you can't go the other way around.
Yeah.
Like just go all in. That's what I'm trying so hard to just go all in and spend as little time on anything else and just
Right.
go all in. It's 'cause like you can always fall back. Like you can always just go get a 9-to-5. Those are out there.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
just
They're not going anywhere.
they're not gonna stop. So it's like, yeah, of course you don't want to ever get there for me personally, but like you can always go back. So
Yeah, I went to this event on March 22nd to the 24th in Dallas, Texas. It was called We Live 19. It was
okay.
basically about wholesaling and real estate. And Gary was, and that was the first time I've seen him in person. And he actually
Oh
came.
yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't know about that. He was gonna be there. Yeah,
Yeah.
I want to see him in person. That'd be cool.
Yeah, he's just like he is in the videos, just very honest guy, very what am I trying to say? Very
Genuine.
humble, like
Yeah.
genuine, exactly. Like he doesn't act like someone his net worth shouldn't act like as humble as he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a great man.
Right.
He's definitely a big inspiration for me.
Right. And he's not a reader too.
No, definitely not. I actually did buy his book.
Crushing It or Crush It? Which one?
Yeah, Crushing It, the second one. But I can't finish it. I just cannot read. I don't know what it is, but I got like two chapters in and I said I can't read this anymore. I'm sure it's a great book.
Yeah, it is. What I just like skip to the sections that would really help me. Like you have YouTube and podcast, correct?
Yeah.
So I just like go to those sections and just read what he thinks it would like would be a good idea to do.
Yeah, I should probably do that because I was trying to just read it cover to cover, but I can't do that.
Yeah, that makes me.
Yeah, I should probably do that.
Yeah, but I've recently started reading and I actually like it. Mm-hmm. And one of the techniques I've used is, have you heard the, I think it's a like elementary or middle school book called Warriors. It's like about cats.
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, I basically, since I was like, in my mind, I hated reading. I was like, let me start with something I actually like. Mm-hmm. So it was like this middle school or elementary school book that I never finished that I always wanted to read when I was younger. So yeah. I started getting that book. It was like amazing, even though I finished it in a couple of days because it was like basically nothing. But yeah, that like, got me into the, like started, you know, what do you call it? Put my feet, I guess. I put my foot.
Yeah, put your foot in the water.
Right. And then once I did that, I was just slowly reading. It kept getting bigger and bigger. And now I actually enjoy reading.
Yeah, I'm sure if I like actually sat down and spent the time, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But I'm a very I can't focus a lot of my attention at like one time. So I like always have to be doing something.
Right.
And I just can't really sit down and focus on reading. I'll just start thinking about something else. Because my problem is I'll read like a page or two. Right. Fine. And then I'll like think about something.
Same.
And then I'll think about that thing as I'm trying to read.
Right.
And then I like totally wasn't reading, like right. actually and consuming the information.
Right.
And I was just dazing off thinking about what I was thinking about. Right. And then I usually just go do whatever I was thinking about.
Yeah, that happens to me too. Like I would read a chapter, but think about something else. And then when I finish, I was like, yo, I don't even know what I just read.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just not for me. I might get into it eventually. I have all these books anyways. So
right.
I don't really. They're in Amazon's warehouse. But yeah, I have a bunch of books that I bought. Never read, though.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, it's just this process. And then are you more of an audio person? Like, do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, I do listen to podcasts a lot. I could start getting into, like, if I ever had to read anything for, like, school assignment, I would always just get the audio version.
Right.
So yeah, audiobooks would work well. Podcasts are great. Right. I love podcasts.
What's your favorite?
Which one? Podcast. I usually just like listen to comedy podcasts. I like the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
A lot. Gary's podcast. I like his a lot too.
Same. I like Joe Rogan's, and I have a couple, but they're obviously mostly in real estate because that's like something I want to learn. Which I always try to end my interviews with this. My final question for you is, like, what is your why? Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Like, what's the main reason? What's your goal? That type of thing.
Yeah, so for me personally, I just have always wanted to have my own business, work for myself, build something. So this just felt like the most practical way to do it, right. Reselling. So that's really what's pushing me. I've always been that at heart. I've always wanted to have my own, call something my own that I could build myself. And that pushes me every day. And I keep on striving to achieve that goal.
Okay. So you definitely had that entrepreneur spirit at a young age.
Yeah, it's great. It's a little difficult, I'm noticing, but of course it's going to be when you want to have the type of lifestyle you want to have.
Right.
It takes work.
I mean, that was a great interview. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yep.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Appreciate it, man. You keep continuing, man. You're doing good.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, man.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's @flippingit_. I'd appreciate a follow, but of course, whatever you like.
Information right below. So you guys check it out. And that's a wrap.